What up, what up, what up? This is Beyond Your Majesty Podcast. I am your host, Shanika Royalty. And it's been a minute, you guys. This is my first podcast of 2021. And it's going to be something brief, but something caught my attention this morning on my way to work. I was listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show, and I caught a small portion of I guess one of the letters, you know, that people write to him and ask him advice on. So, a guy and a girl knew each other because their parents were friends, and they started dating, evidently, or messing around, and once the parents found out, one of the mothers basically, you know, the mother of the son told him, you know, follow your heart, if this is who you want to be with, you know, go for it. And I believe the mother of the girl basically was like, you know, you guys are related somehow down the line, so you might want to do a little history just to make sure to see before you try to get serious with this guy, which is her friend's son. So a lot of things flew up at me because I'm like, okay, first of all, if this is your friend's son, how are you guys just friends if your kids are related? That's one. I guess it could be on the dad's side or something, but it just seemed kind of awkward. It seemed to me like the mother didn't want the daughter to date the friend's son. So without saying that, she kind of threw some, you know, wrench in the plans. But in the letter, it says they already messed around. So I'm like, if they're not like super close in relation, and it's like sixth and seventh cousin removed, we probably all have hit that route. If you stay in a small town and dealt with somebody, yeah, I probably related someone down the line. You don't know that though, but I don't know, it just seemed kind of dirty on the friend side to try to throw a wrench in the relationship without just saying how she really felt about the friend's son, because it's going to eventually get to that, because the friend basically probably gonna be like, okay, if it's this far down the line, or if it's a lie, why would you tell your daughter this, you know, to make her not want to date my son? Which basically is already too late. They done had sex from the letter. So once this there is there, your cousins now, that the fuck, I mean, I guess you might as well keep on going the relationship. Y'all like each other. But I don't know. It was just weird to me that the mom would throw the whole, do some research to see if y'all are related. So saying that, I mean this. It's kind of better to be as straightforward as you can be about certain situations if you're not comfortable with it. I don't know why she don't like the son, but it seems like she doesn't. So you might want to say that, but I guess she's trying to save the friendship with her and her friend. But yeah, that don't look too good on her part to me. I don't know what the whole situation is, but yeah, that just seemed weird. And I was just basically like, okay, I don't know if I would want to deal with somebody even knowing that they're like my cousin way down the line. But you weren't, if you didn't look into that before you start having sex, it's kind of pointless now. But yeah, it just blew my mind. I'm like, this is really crazy situations be going on in relationships as far as like this situation. And I'm like, I hope I never have to go through anything like that. Like, oh, it might be a cousin. Like, y'all might want to tell us this a long time ago. Like, when we first start bringing me over here. I mean, you have a son, and the other lady has a daughter. You might kind of think the inevitable is going to happen if you're over there all the time and you're taking your kid with you. I don't know. It just all seems weird to me. But that was a topic that just kind of fell on me, and I was like, that might be a good topic to kind of bring up. Also, I post I posted something on Instagram basically saying, like, my love language is basically, like, I like my significant other to do things that they know I like or know that might make me happy without me having to say, can you do this or can you do that? Attention to your relationship or your partner is important, and to know things they may want done or may make them happy, and doing them without having to be instructed. So one of my friends basically asked me, like, oh, this your love language, so are you mute? No, definitely not mute. I definitely voice my opinion on things in a relationship or things I may or may not like. With that being said, being with somebody for, you know, a considerable amount of time, it's certain things you feel like could be done or maybe can be done without you having to say do it. So yeah, I guess everybody has a different love language. Depends on the person, how they were brought up, what type of things they value in life. All that comes to play in how they want to be treated. That's their love language. So it's going to be different for everybody. Some people feel like, I guess he felt like, I should say what I want. And I do, but sometimes, like I said, it's good to have a surprise every now and then, or, you know, just something simple done that you do all the time that he might do before you or she may do for you, and you're like, dang babe, I appreciate that. It's like appreciation should always be shown, I feel like, in a relationship in order for to keep things healthy. Everybody wants to feel appreciated, everybody wants to feel loved. So doing things they love or make them feel appreciated without them saying, yes, please do this because I want you to do this. Sometimes you can take the initiative to do things on your own to basically keep the glue bonding the relationship. A lot of people get in a relationship and they're in a relationship for so long they forget to do those things. And that could be a problem, especially knowing that a relationship is a forever working machine. Like, you have to tune it up, you have to fix things, repair them, you have to keep regular maintenance on them to keep them running as long as possible before there's a break that you have to fix. So to me, it's really important to know the love language of your partner, as well as know the love language for yourself, so you know what you want to and for them to know what you want, and everybody know the expectation of the relationship. And as you get older, things may change, and you need to voice those things so the person knows. Nobody's a mind reader that I know. So you have to voice your opinions, your feelings. Communicate. Communication is the key. Honesty is the key. That keeps that door open to the relationship, because once those things stop, it's a key now, so that means there's a lock on the other end. So if you're not using that key and the door is locked, what's that? That's a block that you can't get in, can't get out. So I think that's another thing that people fail to realize when they're in a relationship, to do those things that you did to get that person, to keep that person. And doing new things, like I said, learning that person and what they like and what they don't like, what triggers them, what traumas they have. To not say you have to fix those things, because you have to fix trauma within yourself if that's what you have going into a relationship from a prior relationship, or just, you know, your childhood or your upbringing. You can't leave that just on someone else to fix. You have to fix those things yourself, repair yourself, as well as help your partner and yourself grow at the same time in a relationship. Those things are very important. And like I said, a lot of people get so caught up in the physical of a relationship that they leave out the emotional, the spiritual, all that connects you in a relationship, all that makes you in a relationship. Sex is important in a relationship, don't get me wrong, but it's not the only thing in a relationship. It's just like if you're fixing a certain dish, there's more than one ingredient that makes that dish. Like you do what, Alfredo, chicken Alfredo, you know, you gotta have the chicken, you gotta have the Alfredo sauce, you have to have the pasta. But you know, that may be how you like it, just plain like that, simple, bam, love it, season it how you need to, how you like it, and that's it. But if you go to somebody else's house, you know, they might have spinach in theirs, they might have shrimp in theirs, they might have different cheese in theirs, they might have different sauce in theirs, and that works for them. So you have to find the recipe that works for you in your relationship and try to, you know, make it work. Not saying you can't add other ingredients, because other ingredients might make the dish better, basically make your relationship better. So not saying you always got to keep things the way they started off, but adding on to what you started with is growth in you, your partner, and the relationship. Time should show growth, or you're stagnant, and that's not good in a relationship, as a person, in life. Everything is ever changing, so you have to adapt. So there might be some things that might change with your partner or change with you, but communicating to each other that there's a change going on is, I think, the best in a relationship. I can't say I know everything about everything, but I kind of feel like I, you know as a woman in her 30s that certain things help and certain things don't help. So yeah, I just came up here to talk about relationships, and it's not just gonna put it on a companion relationship, a friendship, that's a relationship. You know, the your family, basically the relationship you have with your family, that's a relationship. It's like, that's your family, but it's still a relationship. It's just different relationships with your coworkers, you know, to keep your environment as best as you can at work, you know, so you go to work and at least have a decent working environment, so everybody's communicating, so everybody kind of know, like, don't step on this toe, don't do this, don't do that, and we kind of got, you know, come here to work. So that's the main object of, is to come here to work and go home, leave this stuff at work. So yeah, like I said, I just came up here to talk about relationships itself, and not just, like I said, the companion relationship. All relationships should be important enough for you to work at them. If it's a relationship you don't want to work at, then I think communication and that still to cut that tie and try to cut it off is on the most positive note you can with what you're working with. I seen a quote the other day where basically people were like, grown people they basically like to do things, but when they've done something that's wrong and it might hurt somebody or, you know, make somebody feel some type of way, they don't know how to communicate to straighten it out, to iron it out, to make, you know what I'm saying, so that everybody knows what's going on. Make it plain and simple. Communicate. A lot of grown-ups don't know how to communicate. And that makes it difficult when you're trying to figure out what's going on with someone or something, and you're not getting the right communication to know what it is. Everybody wants to know what's going on with, know what's going on with someone, know what's going on in your relationship, know what's going on in your friendship, and have that understanding, and that be, you know, what it is. Nobody wants it to always be them repairing something, and you're just, and the other half is just sitting there waiting for you to repair, or sitting there waiting for you to initiate the repairing of something. It's a group effort. And I think the more you understand that, the better your relationships in life will be, whatever relationships that may be. So on another note, I'm glad to hop back in on my podcast. I have been away, and I'm trying to get more topics and info to talk about. I'm going to try to get some guests on the podcast, because it's usually me. I like to talk. So it's kind of me like ironing things out and figuring things out as I talk on my podcast. That's what this podcast is about. I'm kind of to myself outside of work. So that this is the perfect podcast for me to talk things out, because it's usually just me. But I do want to have some other people on here to kind of give different opinions, not just my own, on different topics that I may pick for this year. I want to wish everyone a happy and prosperous year. Everybody be safe with all this corona stuff going on. Just be aware of what's going on. Make sure you're aware. It's a lot going on with the vaccines. That's another topic I may talk about later, that I don't agree with the vaccines. and I have my own, and I have my own reasons for not agreeing with taking it, especially with there being no type of research behind it. They don't know what it's going to cause in the next 5 or 10 years. And there's a no for me. I need to know something more than that to just jump out here with this new vaccine. And it's a totally new vaccine. It doesn't even have the virus in it. So it's like, okay, what makes you want to change it up now? It's just not working for me to want to get it right now. Now, those who got it, you know, that's the best way you feel like you keep yourself safe, then that's to each his own. Not for me at the moment, anyway. Can't speak for the future, but for right now, no. So, like I said, everybody, make sure you know you're doing all the things you need to, keeping your immune system strong, eating more healthy, exercising, and sanitizing, cleaning. They want us to stay inside, but you need to get outside, get you some sun, get you some vitamin D, and just be aware of what's going on. Keep your ear to the news and see what develops, because this is going to be an interesting year with this new president in chair. A shit show with the other one, but you know, man is man. So with that being said, I'm out, you guys. Like I said, I wish you guys a good, healthy, prosperous year, and you will hear from me soon. And that's all I got to say tonight. I'm out.